949-1444 is that phone number. We're taking your calls down here. We've got almost the entire cast of Talk Radio. We're also discussing many, many issues that are very important to the community in the area, such as
Pamela Anderson's
new movie that's coming out called Barbed Wire. And we're also
when are you going to do that?
And we're
why don't
also,
you do a stage production of Barbed Wire?
That reminds me, I had this brilliant idea a few years
Calcutta.
Back that if you get a real live disco band with real live disco lights, put on, like Grease, a live theater production with dancing and singing of Saturday Night Fever.
And are you going to underwrite this?
It's just an idea I'm throwing out to you theater guys.
It's a great idea. Who's got the checkbook?
Didn't John Boddy do that?
No, not yet. 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
That's why they went to the left coast.
Right. Now, if any of you out there in Radio Land opened up USA Today today, my co-host Rob was quoted in this national publication. USA Today quoted Rob, WAIF talk show host Rob Irvin, as saying, "Most callers were shocked and embarrassed by Marge's remarks. Some think the media made too much of it, but most said that that's just Marge being Marge. If Marge didn't own a team, she would just be an eccentric old lady who lives at the end of the street and shoots a shotgun full of sugar at the neighbor's cats and won't give the kids their ball back when it goes into her yard." Quoted by Rob Irvin in USA Today.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Sell the team. Sell the team. Sell the team.
What you don't know, Buzz, is that that this whole media blitz on Marge is being perpetrated by the other 20-something owners that own all the other ball teams. They want Marge out of their exclusive club.
Well, it's the only bright thing they've done.
What proof have you of that, Chris?
That's just scuttlebutt.
That's just your gut instinct.
You tell me that the other baseball owners don't want to get rid of Marge.
They probably want to get rid of Marge.
Yeah.
Doesn't everybody that loves baseball?
And that's why they're sicking ESPN and Sports Illustrated on her to get these badass.
You need to get rid of Marge. You need to get rid of George Steinbrenner, Bud Selig, and Jerry Reinsdorf for a start.
Oh, here's a guy I want to talk to, Barry Champlain. Barry, take the hot seat. We have a classic Chris and Rob caller that I want you to talk to. Let me cue up a little music for you.
This will be Zeke from Cabin Creek, so...
Okay.
You'll want to prepare yourself.
You're on, Barry. Here's the music.
Okay, Zeke from Cabin Creek. I've sterilized myself. What's on tonight?
Hey, I can't hear you because I'm on a payphone. I'm in Cabin Creek.
Hey, man, we'll
Well, I know what malaprops is.
Say it again?
I know what malaprops is.
Give us the definition on that.
Okay, it was in a comic book, and it was this small hairy creature that they found in this restaurant, and they used to kill him and eat him.
Very
right.
Close, but I'm sorry, no cigar.
Yes, it was.
Zero, you do not win $1 million, and you do not pass go. It's
well,
about 200 years too late.
I was going to look in my 1835 dictionary, but...
Say it again?
I was going to look in my 1835 dictionary.
Actually, the dictionary will give you a definition.
Well,
that, won't tell you
that
where it's
is
wrong.
A, that's a true definition because it is it's a little hairy thing in this comic book.
True.
And it's
okay,
called
that,
a malaprop,
that may very well
and they
be.
Ate him.
That may very well be, but like Malaprop Productions, where they got the name, so did they.
It's probably Greek, then.
It's old. It ain't Greek.
Yeah, Latin
it's
or Greek.
Old.
I tell you what, Zeke, for giving it a heck of a try, if you stay on the line after we come off the air and get someplace we can send you a couple of tickets, get your name and address,
if you
sure
think
will.
If you think Zeke's going to give you his address, you're
a for
crazed.
Nark.
Zeke, you don't want to come see the show?
Huh? Yeah, I do. I'm
going to
come Saturday.
You're going to come Saturday?
Yeah.
Great, I'll tell you what, give us an address or something like that, we can send you some tickets.
No, I sure will.
You're the man!
I'm in Kentucky, dude. I don't have to cross the river to see the show.
Attaboy! You can say anything you want to about Martin Schott, can't you?
The grass
hey,
is blue.
Schottsy was a Nazi, man.
She
you know,
was!
That lady ought to learn to shut her mouth when she's drunk.
She's always drunk.
Hey, they're always waiting to get her on that Nazi bed, man.
I don't know why somebody doesn't take power of attorney away from that lady and just
man,
start and stick
tell
her
you,
home
man,
someplace.
She can keep her team, but, man, she should just keep her mouth shut.
She should just keep her mouth shut. She should just go away is what she should do.
You don't like Marge?
No, I don't appreciate her
but
at all.
She's a hard worker.
She's a hard worker?
Yeah.
At what?
Arbeit macht frei.
At busting my hump? Is that what she's a hard worker at? She's a hard worker at busting my balls, and that's about it.
Really? Well, maybe she's not that good, then.
Yeah, I don't think so. Man, I've heard so many
maybe
stories about that crazy
she's a
lady.
A naughty lady, then.
Arbeit macht frei, eh?
Yeah. That's what they say.
Ben Berliner,
into what, Deutschland?
Zeke, you don't have any other ideas about where Malaprop might have come from, huh?
Malaprop is probably a Latin or a Greek. I was looking for my 1835 dictionary, and I figured, okay, this is a trick question. Screw the old dictionary. I know what it is, and it really is it's some kind of cartoon character. It's all hairy, and they ate.
You know, you're really close. It really is based on a very cartoon-like
character. I'm trying to think of Latin and Greek. Mala means.
Means wrong or bad or...
Yeah, that's in Spanish. Malo is bad.
Yeah, that's the Latin.
So, yeah, that's the Latin of it. So, and prop is like a stage or something like that.
You're close. I think it probably relates a little bit closer to apropos.
Yeah, apropos. Okay, that's Greek.
So something as not apropos.
Okay, yeah.
Right, you're really close, though.
So kind of like bad and kind of like naughty theater, I guess.
Kind of. It is based on a cartoon-like character, but it's from a stage play. It's a little hint there for you.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm a little bit slow. I had to run all the way out to this payphone.
Hey, well, we appreciate it. Hey, what's the weather like out there?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's foggy, and I can watch big chunks of stuff floating down the river. And,
hey.
And as quiet as all get out over here, because this is Cabin Creek, man.
Don't flush. Save it up.
You can hear those corn cobs kind of like, we're still waiting for toilet paper.
Yeah, okay. All right, Zeke.
Zeke, thanks a lot for calling tonight. Appreciate it.
All right, hey, get my number so I can...
Exactly. I was going to say, stay on the line and we'll get your number for me.
Well, you guys want to have Will call there?
Sure, we got Will.
Well, just write Zeke from Cabin Creek.
Because we like to send out a mailer.
No, okay. All right. You want to sell it to him?
Yeah, I hope so.
One of those.
Hey, Mike, is that a cantaloupe in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
Well, they have it in 2 days.
Here's a cantaloupe.
What the hell is that?
Talk about cantaloupes now.
You fruit!
Anyone can eat. A 5-ounce slice of California cantaloupe provides 100% of the USDA requirement for vitamin C and A. This high-fiber, high-potassium melon is one of nature's most complete fruits and has no fat or cholesterol. Smell it when purchasing. Ripe California cantaloupe has a sweet, musky aroma. Make cantaloupe, the delicious mighty melon, part of your 5-a-day fruits and vegetables. The sweet treat.
Did you get that, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Cantaloupes are a sweet treat. So we just added another topic to tonight's discussion, that is cantaloupes.
Cantaloupes and pudding.
Woo!
Boxing shorts and briefs.
Hey, Chris and Rob, late night talk show. Phone number 749-1444. 7491-444. Tri-State weather, it's going to rain. And that's your Tri-State Weather Report. It's currently 69.
It's currently dark outside.
And it's dark out. Yeah, that's from your show, isn't it?
No.
It's currently dark outside.
Periods of darkness until morning.
Getting lighter.
Brightening it around dawn.
As day progresses.
We got to free up the phone.
We're trying to free up the phone right now. We got calls coming in and flooding us.
You know, Cabin Creek is a state of mind. So no telling what that address is for.
Okay, Chris Rob, Late Night Talk Show. We'll be right back.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if you want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, we're never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind.
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking a chance. Well, it's safe to dance, yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance, well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance.
Safety Dance, Men Without Hats there. WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM. The bottom of your dial, you can't go no lower than us. We are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. There you go. How's that?
Thank you.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone number?
749-1444.
You know, with all the hoopla about March Shot going on these days, we wanted to get to the source of sports information in the Queen City, and that would be Segman Dennison. You with me, Seg?
Hey, gentlemen, what's going on?
How you doing tonight, Seg?
Just rocking. How about them Reds? 12 innings all night, all day, and a pair of Erics does it. Eric Anthony smokes one to the red seats, and then Eric Davis, I think that ball bounced off the American Queen, and it's at dock in the public landing.
Which one is Eric the Red, or both of them Eric the Red?
One of the smokestacks.
So what's up with this Marge thing? Everybody's mad at Marge Schott these days.
Everything will be all right. Everything just needs to calm down, and we just need to relax.
We need to remain focused.
Correct. We need to stay within ourselves.
Now, my co-host Rob was quoted today in USA Today in the sports section.
Can I get that signed by him?
Yeah, maybe.
No problem.
Tell him what you said, Rob.
I said most callers were shocked and embarrassed. Some think the media made too much of it, but most said that's just Marge being Marge. If Marge didn't own a team, she would just be an eccentric old lady who lives at the end of the street and shoots a shotgun full of sugar at the neighbor's cats and won't give the kids their ball back when it comes into her yard.
Now, Sag, is that an accurate representation of Mrs. Schott?
I'm going to plead the Fifth Amendment.
I want to move on to something else.
I smell chicken.
This guy on the Dodgers has got mouth cancer from dipping.
Correct.
So when are the kids going to quit using that smokeless tobacco crap?
That I don't know. I was down in the Dodger clubhouse after the game, and the team is basically devastated because I think Brett Butler is one of the more well-liked their teammates, and also one of the more well-liked players in the National League and overall in baseball. And just a tragic thing that what he's going to go through. But doctors say that you got a 70% chance of pulling through this. So. Hopefully everything will be okay.
Now, Segman Dennison, you're the voice of sports in this tri-state. I have a kind of a personal question for you. You don't mind taking a personal question tonight, do you?
No.
Seg, if you could be any animal in the whole animal kingdom, what animal would you be?
Can I give you like three choices?
Go ahead.
A Komodo dragon.
They have no natural enemies.
Correct, and nobody messes with them either.
Nope, they'll eat a man, but not even think twice about it.
Yep, and that tail could cut you in half.
Yep.
I'd like to be possibly a crocodile, one of them big boys that kind of sit around the Serengeti, or like the Australian outback.
You're the lizard king, aren't you?
Or I possibly would be maybe like an anaconda. Like about 35 feet, brown and black and white diamonds on my back. Because nobody then would be messing with you, and all you do is just kick ass every day.
You've given that a lot of thought. You'd be kicking ass with no legs.
Well, you just slither around all day long. It wouldn't be too bad.
Hey, are you going to go see Talk Radio?
No, the last movie I saw was Days of Thunder, and I'm done with it.
No, this is not a movie. This is a stage production of Talk Radio, and it's down at the Carnegie Theater at the Carnegie Arts Center in Covington, Kentucky.
I don't have any culture. They wouldn't let me in.
They'll do a third.
You don't need any culture.
No. You don't need culture. You need 10 bones.
No. Well, maybe I'll do that.
Thursdays through Saturday.
Is Chris and Rob in it? Is it an opera?
Is it an opera?
Yeah.
We can make it one.
Yeah.
If you want that, we can do it.
Wow.
Sag, you got lucky tonight because calling into the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, we have...
Do I win something?
Well, maybe. We we have almost the entire cast of Talk Radio, that new play, based on an old play that's going on down at the Kearney Yard Center. We have Mike Bath, who's starring as Barry Champlain.
Yeah.
We have Lanny Ford and Randy Rupp. We have the producer, Buzz Davis.
Lanny.
That's what I
Lanny.
Said. Lanny. And we have the producer, Buzz Davis, and we're having a good old time down here.
Guys are unbelievable. You guys are, you know, you guys are the critics extraordinaire.
Aren't you going to ask me anything, Seg?
You two guys are kind of like Siskel and Ebert of the Tri-State.
Aren't you going to, like, ask me? You know, the animal thing?
Well, what kind of animal would Chris and Rob like to be?
Well, you remember Linda Carter? She used to be Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
I want to be her pet puppy cocker spaniel.
And what about Chris? Or Rob? Sorry.
It's hard to top that.
Thanks, Zach!
Hey, see you guys later. Goodbye!
Later.
That was the voice of sports in the Tri-State, Seg Dennison. Lines are now open. It's 20 minutes after 1 o'clock in the morning. This is
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
We have the cast of Talk Radio down here.
I didn't know a Komodo dragon could cut you in two with its tail.
Those Komodo dragons are tough little tough beasts.
Yeah, they mostly, you know, Komodo's mostly carrion, but if they get hungry enough, they'll kill something. They'll kill anything.
Okay, we have Melissa up next. As soon as Jim's done gabbing with her. Hello, Melissa. Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Chris?
What's going on, baby?
Nothing much. Just got off work. I just came home to listen to you guys tonight and, you know, just relax and all that kind of good stuff.
Say hello to our guest, Randy. He's right here.
Melissa, oh, hi, Randy. How are you doing?
Just fine, Melissa. Are you coming to the show?
Oh, am I invited?
Yeah, you're invited, babe.
Down to the Wave Studios? The Luxurious Way Studios?
What was that?
The Luxurious Way Studios?
No, to the play. To the play, not here.
No, I know about the rats running around down there.
You know about the play?
You guys pee in the garbage cans down there?
What's that?
Do you guys pee in the garbage cans down there?
We can if you'd like that. We can do just about anything you like on stage.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Listen, Melissa, we got this theatrical like cast here. We got actors and actresses, and they're doing a play called Talk Radio by Eric Bogosian.
Okay.
Have you been listening?
Yeah, well, actually I just turned on.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
What were you doing tonight?
What was I doing?
Yeah, what were you doing before you turned on?
I was working all night and then I had a beer. I just got home.
Where'd you have the beer at?
Around in the Hyde Park area.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it tasty?
It was very tasty.
And you were working before that?
Yes.
What line of work are you in?
I'm a waitress.
Oh, yeah?
And a go-go dancer.
Oh, boy.
Melissa, what are you wearing right now?
What am I wearing?
Yeah.
Flannel boxers.
Flannel boxers?
And that's it.
That's it.
Another user of the boxers.
Now, listen to Randy's voice. Randy's got those deep FM pipes. Say
Randy,
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, Randy.
Sexy,
the Chris
you know?
And Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Say WAIF
Cincinnati. WAIF
Cincinnati.
Hey, I've done this before.
Melissa, does this guy got pipes or what?
He's got pipes.
He does.
He's got pipes. And what does he play in this talk radio?
I play Dan, the producer of the show.
Dan, the producer.
Yes.
Well, you sound like a very good producer.
Yeah, testosterone king.
Yeah, I know. I've got that too myself.
With a voice like that, he should be an on-air personality, shouldn't he?
Yeah, Chris, you're out of there. Put Dan in.
I got the show. I'm taking over right now.
All right.
Well, Melissa, where do you go-go dance at?
Just around the Newport area.
What about Bristol's? They have a church right next door to them.
Well, Bristol's, I got kicked out of there. I was a little too risque.
What'd you do?
Well, you know, a little too many table dances, going a little too low.
What's that mean?
Well, I can't explain it.
I don't think
you'd
we
have
want
to
know,
see
Rob.
It.
Was it a Hummer?
Why don't I come down there and show you?
Anytime.
This is sounding better.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds better all the time.
Don't
oh, Hummer.
The
is that what you said?
Coming down to the show.
What's the matter with you, Randy? Let her come. We got a table dance on the way. What are you doing? You're jinxing it for us, pal. I don't like your pipes anymore.
All right.
Can we come back? All right, thanks, Melissa.
Okay, you guys have a good night.
Stop by anytime you want.
Okay.
Just bring food when you do.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
She doesn't have to bring food. You know, if you forgot the ground rules, it's either food or table dance.
Oh, okay.
And if she can provide the latter, she need not bring the former. We're going to take another call from Bob. How you doing, Bob? You're on with Chris and Rob.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Bob. What's going on?
Hey, I heard you talking to a friend of mine there.
Who's
Seg
that?
Man. The Seg.
Oh, yeah, we just had the Seg Man on a minute ago.
The Seginator.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, the Seginator from the sports department at that big AM radio station.
Well, you know, you're talking about theater, you're talking about Seg. It happens that I wrote a play. I've been studying the Greek tragedies, you know, boning up on my Aristophanes and Eclestes and all those guys.
And Bogosian.
Right? So I slapped one together, and it's called Fly, You Winged Freak, Fly.
Oh, really? And what's the play about? Is it like an Oedipus kind of thing?
Well, it's about this new creature. It's like a hybrid. It's like this horse with wings. It's called the Segasus. And it's this big horse with wings, but it's got the head of this big sort of roly-poly guy named Seg. And
oh,
it's
yeah?
flying around, and Seg's head's flopping around, and he's spouting out, like, sports scores and stuff.
Oh,
then
really?
You got the chorus, you know, down there spouting off at him, stuff like that.
Is the chorus singing sports scores, too?
Nah, they're just singing, come down, wing freak, come down from the heavens. Just stuff like that,
you
know.
You want to lay a little bit of that vocal harmony on us?
Vocal harmony, what?
You know, come down, you winged freak. I don't know how to melt.
Well, I'm not doing the choreography. That's up to the fruity guys who are running this thing.
Okay.
I mean, they're going to dress up in their tights and jump around. I'm the author. I'm the artist.
Bob, I don't want you to spoil the ending for us or anything, but is it like a tragedy or is it like a comedy?
Well, I threw a little, a little Cinderella or whatever it is in there. Because Seg gets kissed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he changes. Poof! No more horse, no more big wings, you know, and it's just Seg with his gently sloping belly. He's got a nice pair of chinos on or something. He strolls around with no shirt on. Someone throws him a ham sandwich, and he sits down and he goes and he starts eating. And he says, hey, life's good. And that's about it.
When Seg was talking about, you know, coming back to life as a Komodo dragon, you know, when he's reincarnated, did that inspire you or touch you or move you in a way that might help with the production of this play?
Well, it sort of shocked me. It shocked me because Seg's a gentle guy on the inside. He's a nice guy. You know, he's suave. And I can't picture him coming back as some vicious beast, you know. I picture him coming back as like a, I don't know, golden retriever.
Or a butterfly, maybe.
Nah, that's a little too wussy. Seg's got an edge. He's got an edge. You don't push him.
So you see Seg more as a golden retriever than you do as a Komodo dragon or a crocodile?
Well, a golden retriever with a broken leg.
Well, Bob, I got one last question for you, Bob.
Yeah.
If you could come back as any animal in the entire wild animal kingdom, what animal would you be?
Oh, geez. That's a tough one. Oh, wait, hey, I got the malaprop thing.
Oh, yeah, what's
I got
the
this all. I got this set up for you punks.
Okay.
I got it. It's Mrs. Malaprop from Sheridan's The Rival.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Dun, da, da, dun, da, da.
1775, my friends. Don't say I don't know my literature.
Bob, you're very well read for a homo freak.
What are you kidding? I've been reading. I read everything. I read the Dead Sea Scrolls, baby.
Did you? Well, we're going to take you off the air here, and Buzz is going to set you up with a couple of free tickets to Talk Radio, showing down at the Carnegie Theater at the Carnegie Arts Center.
Outstanding. Can I
Buzz
run around naked?
Right. We'll give you four. That means you can take Shavo, too.
Outstanding. You want to talk to Shavo?
You can bring Seg, too.
I don't think Seg will go. He's got a thing about me.
What, you got? Is Shavo hanging out?
Yeah, he's over here on the bed rubbing some sort of oil on himself.
Put Shavo on the line real quick.
Hey, get out of bed. Hey, get the... Come here, punk. Come here, punk.
In case you just tuned in, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking to Bob, who calls every week.
Hello.
And, hello, is this Shavo?
Yeah, this is me, man.
Hey, Shavo, what's going on?
Nothing much, baby. They got dragged me out of bed. He threw me on the phone, said, talk. I don't know what to say, man.
Well, what's on your mind tonight, Shavo?
Well, I was once in a slave theater down in Mexico.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, we put on the Crucible. It went great.
Hey, Buzz, have you guys ever done the Crucible down at your theater?
No.
No, we don't know much about the Crucible here.
Well, we also did one of them Sam Shepard plays, but it didn't make no sense to me. I didn't get it.
Did you pee on stage?
Did you pee on stage?
Oh, I got naked on stage. I did everything. It was coming out all ends, baby.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Shavo. Put Bob back on. Bob won some free tickets, and we'll take care of you with all that.
You know, Bob not only knew the character, he knew the play, and I guess he didn't want the tickets. Oh, okay. Well, I was like, Bob didn't want the tickets. I was panicky. We've been talking about the Malapop Productions version of Talk Radio by Eric Bogosian. Down at the Carnegie Arts Center in Covington, Kentucky. Thursdays through Saturdays, 8 p.m., one Sunday performance. It's May 19th. If you need some information or make reservations, 655-8112, extension 1. It's Talk Radio at the Covington. What's going on now? What's all these hand signals at the Carnegie Arts Center in Covington, Kentucky?
Okay, we got the hook coming up. Say the phone number, Rob.
749-1444.
Sugar mama, your sugar ain't sweet no more. Sugar mama, your sugar ain't sweet no more. I got myself a brand new sugar mama, just to ease my worried mind. I used to sit down and brag about your sugar. I used to brag all over town. I used to sit down and brag about your sugar. I used to brag all over town. You let that wind to your head, sugar mama, and you don't pay me no mind.
That Melissa girl, she already came down here and gave us that table dance while we were Woo-hoo. Playing that John Lee Hooker song.
Woo-hoo.
And it was absolutely amazing, the things she can do with a pole. Sometimes you wonder, these girls, they dance with the pole, it ain't no big deal. But every now and then you get that rare breed and they does some amazing things with a damn pole. I'm Chris.
You're disgusting.
And together we are the Chris and Rob
Late Night Talk Show.
749-1444 is the phone number. Give us a jingle.
Hey, kids, Art Damage is a veritable feast of sonic roughage that can transcend the otherwise limited boundaries of coherent usualness. Join Mr. Lockhart, the Zionist Occupation Government. Zog. Nah, that's not what it means. Mark Milano as they dish out 2 hours of stew for your mind to swallow. Wednesday nights, midnight to 2 a.m. Thursday morning, it's Art Damage.
Did you know there's 206 bones that make up your skeleton? But when we were born, we had 300 bones in our body. As we grow, some bones become joined together to make bigger bones. That's how we go from 300 bones when we're born to having 206 bones when we're regular adults. But in case you were wondering, human beings have 206 bones, give or take a few, in the body.
I think, you know, with gas being so expensive, we should finally, long overdue, get serious, get extremely serious about weaning this country off of petroleum fuel.
I'm with you on that, baby.
6 years ago, 1990, do you remember 1990? Do you remember Operation Desert Storm? Do you remember when we fought a war for oil, for gas? We fought a war over gas not that long ago. Prices go back down. We start wasting it again like crazy. I don't know how much research is going on in alternative fuel sources, but it seems like we should redouble our efforts. Maybe even have like a Manhattan Project type commitment to getting this country off of gas in all oil, because we're at the hands of capricious governments. Foreign governments.
What's capricious mean?
They do anything they want at a whim. They don't need any rhyme or reason. We're not very well loved by most of the countries who are the oil-producing states. We are not loved by the oil executives who control the oil in this country. We need a concerted effort to get us off gasoline and to get us off petroleum fuel. We need alternative sources. Hi, Natalie. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Hi.
Natalie, did you know that the current technology exists that can you can redo your car?
Mm-hmm. So that sure is.
It doesn't run on gas, can run on water.
On water? I didn't know that.
You can rehabituate
like
your car. They have the technology now, except for the big car companies really don't care.
No, they don't.
They don't really care about us.
Of course not. And I was calling to comment on that because Friday I had an appointment at the bank because I'm buying a house.
Uh-huh.
And my interest rate actually went up overnight literally because of the gas prices going up and the uncertainty behind that. And that's got me upset.
What kind of a house?
Huh?
What kind of a house?
One I can live in.
Like a gingerbread house or what?
No, it's a Cape Cod brick.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's in Northside.
With a big yard?
Fairly large, yes. I'll have to buy a lawnmower.
You know
and
the
burn more gas.
No, I'm going to get one of those little push jobs. I'm environmentally correct.
You see, the thing is, it seems like fuel prices are not necessarily based on supply and demand.
No, they're
it
not.
Seems like the prices are based on the speculation of future traders.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the gas traders think, well, you know, there's going to be a big quantity of petroleum released on the market when we start dealing with Iraq. And mm-hmm. so they quit buying from their other sources. They guessed wrong. We pay the price.
Exactly.
Don't tell me that there is no way that gasoline that you go buy at your Marathon dealer is in shorter supply now than it was 3 months ago. That is just absolutely crazy.
Well, exactly. And my banker was telling me that the interest rate is going up because they don't want people moving around and investing right away because things are just so unsure, quote unquote. So I'm a little, ticked off about that. But
as well you should be.
So I just wanted to call and complain about that since you guys were on that topic.
Well, I have one more question for you, Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't a Cape Cod just a real estate industry euphemism for
a
small one-story with no finished basement?
No, I have a basement.
Eat it, Jim. Eat it, Jim. Jim,
I have a basement in an attic, actually.
Huh?
Finished basement.
Hey, Natalie?
Do you have a finished basement, or do you just have, like, a hole in the ground?
No, it's a finished basement.
Eat it, Jim.
Did you know that a blue whale is so big that its tongue alone weighs as much as a full-grown elephant?
No, I didn't. Wow, I'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, so you don't want any of those in your house. They'll wreck it.
Okay, it's information overload. I'm not sure when I'm ever going to need that little tidbit, but I might someday.
Hey, Natalie, you know what I heard?
What?
Cattle.
Cattle.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Together we are...
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. But I'm dead serious, man.
I know you are.
I mean, there's no fuel shortage, or if there is a fuel shortage, it's not in any shorter supply than it was a few months ago. They just, at the gas company's whim, the price goes up. Remember when Operation Desert Storm first started? Like the moment that Iraq invaded Kuwait, the gas companies, in their infinite wisdom,
pretended like it was a crisis.
And they took it upon themselves, as is their right, to jack the price of gas way up, predicting a shortage, which never happened. Did they then lower the prices really, really cheap after that? I don't really remember that happening. I don't remember that really happening at all. And I think just lowering the tax on gas, 4.3 cents or whatever it is a gallon, that's just ridiculous. What we need to do is take advantage of all this anger and energy that people have about the high price of gas and actually do something about it.
Let me ask you something, Ronnie.
I don't know what, but we should do something.
The government is talking, both the Republicans and the Democrats are talking about cutting back this gas tax because the price of gas is going up. What I want to know is, why is the price of gas going up in the first place?
They say they don't have as much in reserve. They were waiting for Iraq to release a whole bunch of gas onto the market. Iraq didn't do it, or else we kept them embargoed or whatever. So their reserves dipped down to a place where they don't like it, and so the price went up. They said it was a shortage. Their reserves are in a short supply. But the thing is, with any other industry, any other product, when they work on that as-needed basis, like the Japanese car companies, they just talk about how efficient they are. Because the American car companies in the old days, when they were building cars, they would have a stack of 3,000 starters piled up in the place where they put the starters on. The Japanese car companies would have as many as they need every day. That way they didn't have to pay extra for space and storage of those starters that were just hanging out. So by being on an as-needed basis, it was more efficient and more cost-friendly to the consumers. The same thing is happening with the petroleum industry, but gas is not going down any cheaper. They're still getting it on an as-needed basis.
You don't believe all this about the oil reserves, do you? About Iraq and all that? You don't really believe that, do you?
It seems to me they'll use any excuse to raise the price. And they do. They use any excuse to raise the price of gas. So, I don't know. I mean, they could think of something else.
You think cutting a gas tax will be a good idea in the long run? A lot of people are saying it's just an election year thing.
It's just an election year thing, and if anything, it's the wrong message, because people will get the message that, hey, gas is going down, and it'll continue this mindset that we have, that we should just continue to suckle at the tit of the big oil companies. Well, that's crazy. We need to get away from them. Screw BP and Shell and Texaco, I don't know who they are, but we get away from that.
Since our topic most of the night was Pamela Anderson, I like how you worked in that euphemism.
What's that? Screw?
No, suckle at the...
Suckle at the tit?
Of big oil company? I like that.
Yeah, but if you suckle at her tit, you're not going to get anything but a mouthful of saline.
Yeah! Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. Give us a jingle here. We're down here waiting for your call. We're here for 20 more minutes. The old school flavor will be in at that time.
So you know what I heard, how Pamela Anderson got discovered? She went to like a Toronto football game in the Canadian Football League, and there at the Sky Dome, they have Jumbotron like we do at Riverfront, you know, big, giant, enormous TV screen. Well, Pam Anderson had an ample chest to begin with, and was wearing like a Labatt's t-shirt, which is, as we all know, the owner of the Toronto sports franchises, the Blue Jays and the Toronto football, Rough Rider, I don't know what the hell they're called. So anyway, they put her picture stretching the Labatt's t-shirt out up, you know, just stretching it all to hell with her big knockers. Somebody sees and says, hey, let's make that girl a star. And thus, a star was born. She had that botched boob job, had to have it redone. We got that scoop from Stephen Wida.
From Baywatch to barbed wire.
Barbed wire, not barbed, just barb.
I'd barb her.
Barb.
We could really use a movie review on that barbed wire. If somebody out there has seen that barbed wire movie, we could really use a good movie review.
Has it even opened yet?
Oh, it hasn't?
I don't know.
Maybe somebody out there saw a preview.
Where are the pictures?
Where'd
that magazine go?
It's right. So maybe somebody walked. Somebody walked
if
off.
Somebody that, walked off. No, not this one. The good one. Oh. Did those damn actors take my magazine?
I think those damn actors took your magazine.
I thought all those actors were gay.
So did I, but obviously not.
No, they found it. But here at the end of Pamela Anderson and pictures photographs by Stephen Wada, there are pictures And it says, "Don't call me babe." And Pam Anderson is riding a motorcycle. She's wearing a lot of leather. You can actually see just a little. What's the official word for that? Aurelia. Aurelia. We started to improvise, Weta explained. I got Pamela down on the ground, and she started rolling around with the gun. That's when we got the shot that was chosen for the film poster and the billboard. See, she's just rolling around on the ground, took some good pictures. She wears a barbed wire bracelet. She is barbed wire, don't call her babe, from the producers of The Mask.
Hey, you know what it's time for now, Rob?
Movie reviews?
It's time for Seen Any Good Movies Lately? With our resident Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie critic, Scott Barlow. Hello.
Hello.
Scott.
Yeah.
Seen any good movies lately?
Yeah, actually.
Have you seen Barbed Wire?
No, I haven't.
That's the only movie we care about. Why'd you call in?
I've seen the preview, and I think that pretty much sums everything up.
Boobs.
You don't have to go see the movie.
It's all about boobs.
Yeah, you see enough skin in the preview to satisfy you, and then you don't have to sit through
now,
the
I heard
crap.
You don't see any real skin during the film itself.
You don't actually see anything?
You see a lot of tops, and as anybody who listens to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show knows, I'm a big fan of the underneaths, and you don't really see too many underneaths. Just
well,
the tops.
Then I'm definitely skipping it.
Yeah, you see some of these areolas.
Areola.
So, Scott, what movies have you seen this week? Have you seen any good movies lately?
I saw one good movie.
What was it?
It was called Kicking and Screaming.
Kicking and Screaming? Where's that showing at?
That's showing downtown at the Artsy Fartsy Movie Theater.
Ah, so you got to kind of be like elite to go there, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You got to be wearing black.
Okay. And what is this Kicking and Screaming movie all about? Is it worth my hard-earned dollar?
Sounds like a Bruce Lee film.
Well, if you read about it in the paper or something, you won't want to see it because it's like one of these Generation X, hey, four guys just out of college who don't know what to do with themselves, you know? And there's something I really couldn't care less about.
Do they all smoke? In the movies, all Generation Xers smoke.
I think two of them do.
Okay.
The other two don't. But they're all really cool, you know, they're all really hip. But by the end of the movie, it sort of caught up with itself and it has a great ending. It's sort of a nice movie, but it's got some of that overdone Generation X dialogue where they talk about old cartoons and crap and they think it's cute.
Is that the only movie you saw this week?
I also saw Headless Body and Topless Bar.
Ooh, is that a good movie?
No. I saw that at the Artsy Fartsy Movie Theater, and it's about a psycho who takes a bunch of people hostage in a topless bar, and then it turns into like a psychotherapy session.
Sounds like fun.
Well, it's sort of fun at first, and then it just gets really stupidly disgusting violent and just
I thought you liked those shoot-em-up movies, Scott.
Well, I'm getting a little tired of this Tarantino-spawned genre of disgusting violence and blood everywhere and people cutting people's heads off, and it's going too far. It's going too far. And then in the end, they wrap it up with a little bit of, I guess we all learned something from that crazy psychotic head chopper.
From the guy that killed 12 people, we all learned a lesson.
Yeah, the people who were still alive decided not to turn him in because, you know, I really learned something about myself when he was killing that other guy.
That sounds like a heavy, deep movie that I'll probably miss.
Yeah, it was a piece of shit, actually.
So what movies are you planning on seeing? What movies are you excited about?
Tomorrow night I'm seeing Richard III, which is the big update of Richard III placed in the Nazi era with Annette Bening.
Oh, okay. I heard that was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Okay.
But I guess, Twister's opening soon.
Are you going to have to see that? That's going to be a blockbuster.
Well, it looks good.
Now, is Jodie Foster in that, or is that a Jodie Foster lookalike?
It's Sandra Bullock.
It's Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt.
From Mad About You, that wacky TV sitcom with Paul Reiser. But I don't know, that looks like it might be good, except it's one of them things where the tornado is just chasing them.
Well, one last thing, Scott.
Hold on. This brings up a very good point.
What's that?
Remember the tagline for Jaws 3? This time it's personal.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. Suddenly this force of nature gets a grudge.
Hey, what was the deal with Fox scooping them? Fox had a movie on, like, tonight called Tornado, not to be confused with Twister.
Yeah, everybody's got Tornado documentaries on. It's all promotion. It's all promotion.
The Weather Channel is the king of those Tornado videos.
They're all suckling at the nipple of the movie company.
That's a good metaphor.
But
especially since we've been talking about Pam Anderson all night.
Well, Mission Impossible. That's my bet.
For the blockbuster or for
that's
a good movie?
That's my bet. I can't wait for that one because it's De Palma. And, you know, Cruise, I don't know. He's okay. But that movie looks great.
Well, listen, Scott, thanks for calling in with Seen Any Good Movies Lately, a new feature on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. My last question, even though it's not a movie, there's a play coming to town. It's Talk Radio by Eric Bogosian. It'll be produced by the Malaprop Productions at the Carnegie Theater at the Carnegie Arts Center there in Covington, Kentucky on Scott Street. Are you planning on checking that out?
I hadn't heard about it, but God, I love that play, and I think I just might go.
You've seen the Oliver Stone film of the same name, haven't you?
I've seen it many times.
What do you think of that movie?
I loved it when I saw it, and the more I watch it, the more I realize it sucks.
Why do you think the movie sucks?
Because I suddenly awoke to Oliver Stone's overall suckiness.
Hold on a second, Scott. Before you go any further, let me read you a bit of Pamela Anderson in pictures, if I may. This is the voice of Pamela Anderson. Starting to read on page 136. Making love to Tommy seemed like the most natural and perfect thing to do. I knew I was madly in love with him. That first time was incredible. Tommy satisfied me in a way no man has ever done before. We made love morning, noon, and night. And sometimes morning, mid-morning, noon, afternoon, evening, and midnight.
Oh.
So saith Pamela Anderson.
She's a brain trust.
So what's wrong with Oliver Stone, you punk?
He's just he has no subtlety. He's a big... He's just a big goof smashing you over the head.
All right, well, thanks for your movie reviews this week, Scott. We've seen any good movies
lately.
Well,
wait, I had to talk to you about something, punk.
What's that?
I don't know if I should talk about it on the air.
Okay, well, hang on a minute, punk. That was Scott Barlow with
Seen any good movies lately?
A regular feature here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show for those of you who are in need of reviews for your movies before you go and see them. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, or at least it is for 10 minutes. We'll be right back.
As if our minds are deranged, please don't ask us why. Beneath the sheltering sky, we have this strange obsession. You have the means in your possession. Here we are with you. Here we are with you. Man agreed he would satisfy their need, so they danced for his pleasure with a joy you could not measure. They'd wait for him here, the same place every year, beneath the sheltering sky. Across the desert he would fly. In the Sahara, 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 in the Sahara.
It's so hard. It's so hard. From looking at this Pamela Anderson and Pictures book.
Tell us about it, Sting. That was Sting telling us how hard it is.
Sorry. We got
Troy.
Hi, Troy.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Just celebrated my friend Scott's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
It's Scott's birthday! Happy birthday, Scott! All right! How old is Scott?
Scott is 38 years old.
38, and how many people are there at Scott's party?
We're not at Scott's party any longer, but there was probably like 10 people.
Well, if you get all 10 of you and you all get in line like 3 or 4 times, you could put them through a spanking machine.
Mm-hmm. I think the 4 steaks that he ate off the grill was the spanking machine enough.
That won't kick in until tomorrow.
Exactly.
Listen to Sting.
The Sahara,
It's so hard. I had to record that before I worked that scratch out of there. It's so hard.
So I'm just tuning in, but is this Pamela Anderson book, is this a recent publication, or is this like...
Hey, it's got pictures from barbed wire in it, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was reading the Pamela Anderson Playboy, like, special edition, which had all of her shots in it from beginning to the most recent.
This one has no fuzz. This is a big, giant book.
This was a Playboy publication.
Yeah, this isn't. This is, like, Pamela Anderson and pictures... But it's not Playboy's, nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. Well, this one is very good. I think it's like a couple years old, though.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one at Borders or somewhere.
It's not bad. Yeah, it shows her like pre-boob job and post-boob job.
Well, the deal is, you know, she had a boob job early, and it wasn't a good boob job, so she had to have it redone.
Oh, well, in this one, in this magazine, she was quoted as saying that she didn't feel that she really needed to get a boob job, but she just wanted to make them a little fuller. She didn't actually go up like a whole cup size.
She just filled
in. That's what she said, and like in defense of her, I don't know whichever boob job it was.
A little Bondo.
Exactly.
Hey, Troy, guess what?
What?
The old school flavor just got here, and Chester T is in the house.
Oh, yeah?
Chester brought me flowers. I mean, I know
you
I like you, Chester, I know
flowers.
I like you, and you like me and everything, but you really, you didn't need to have to do that. I mean, that's awful nice and all, but it wasn't necessary. I mean, I know that there's plenty of love and affection and warmth between us already. You didn't need to bring me flowers. But thanks, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, like I actually...
Lisa and I were going through the streets of Norwood picking flowers, actually, before we stopped home to tune in to you guys. So.
Troy, is Norwood a good place to pick flowers?
Absolutely.
Whose yard were you picking them out of?
Anywhere.
Whose yard were you picking them out of?
Actually, we were picking them out of the Sharpsburg School.
Oh, were you?
Well, actually, it was across the street from the Sharpsburg School.
You know, the first graders planted those back in September when school started.
Oh, really?
And they're getting ready to harvest, and you just ruined it for them.
They must have been growing like 3 or 4 feet a month then. These are some pretty big bushes.
Yeah, well, you just ruined
them. Not as big as Pamela.
Those little tykes are going to show up to school tomorrow morning, and they're going to say, "Teacher, where'd my flowers go?"
Well, it's all on Lisa's shoulders now.
Oh, boy.
Those shrubs are bare, baby, bare.
Oh, God.
Damn.
What happened there, Troy?
Was that, okay.
Was that your little lady, Lisa?
Yes, it is, my little lady, Lisa.
Now, you guys are in love or something?
Yes, we are.
Oh, great. Do you, like, live together?
Yes.
Are you married?
No.
No, but you're living together?
Yes.
If I recall...
Fornication!
That's living in sin.
Yes, we've been living in sin for 5 years now, and damn proud of it.
Uh-oh, does the Pope know about you guys?
No.
I'm telling.
Do you know the Pope?
A little.
Is he on next week?
We're working on it, all
okay.
right?
Okay.
Our people are in contact with his people, and we'll let you know.
Okay, well, I'm going to solve this gas crisis. We have to harness, like, all the energy we can out of the hurricanes while we can, when they hit.
So set up
I heard that if we could have harnessed the power, the energy of Andrew, it could have powered the entire United States for 6 months.
So you're saying we need some super windmills.
Exactly. Hey, there you go. That's one good idea.
Ooh.
So, but I was going to leave you on that tidbit, and y'all have a good rest of your night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Ramble Late Night Talk Show. Big thanks to Stephen Wade, a photographer for Playboy Magazine, and also Pamela Anderson and Pictures.
Oh, my
also,
God.
The cast and crew... of talk radio down at the Carnegie Arts Center Thursdays through Saturday at 8 p.m. One Sunday performance May 19th at 7 p.m. If you'd like more information about talk radio, please call 655-8112 extension 1. That is to make reservations. Tickets are reasonably priced. Talk radio at the Carnegie Arts Center.
Check this out, Robbie. Old School Flavors up next. Come here, Chester. Old School Flavors up next, and they got a real classic up next. A golden moldy oldie here. I'm going to let
just
you...
Just screaming about nothing? Yeah. Does it all the time.
Who?
You.
I'm not screaming about nothing. I'm screaming about the Rapper's Delight. Tell us about it, Chester.
Rapper's Delight, one of the most famous, if not the most famous, rap song because it broke ground. History, blah, 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 yak, yak, yak. You know, it's... Yeah. It's your favorite song, man. Hell, you tell them about it.
I love this song. Check it out. Take it to the poster.
This is 88.3 WIF in Cincinnati. The old school flavors once again back in your ear. 4 to 5 in the AM. Chester T, Sly Love, Devin, and Smooth. We're going to keep going on for y'all, so y'all stay tuned. And here comes the Rapper's Delight on 88.3.
The hibbit of a hip hop, you don't stop. Rock it out, baby, bubble to the boogity bang.